Good morning. Our question today, very halacha lemaisa, during the coronavirus that we are unable to get to shul both because of laws and also because of health risks. It's prohibited to go to shul and daven in shuls and to daven with yuminyanim even outside of shul. So what should we be doing? So we're going to go through from the start, what are the various milas, the various hidurim, the ideal way that we should be davening, and then hopefully out of that, we will create a structure that we can have for continuing to daven b'yachidus nowadays until Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, the situation will work itself out and we'll be able to get back to shuls and daven with minyanim. So in fact, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that there's actually a hierarchy of what happens if somebody cannot make it to minyan and shul. So the Gemara in Brachas says as follows, Amar Lei, Rav Yitzchak to Rav Nachman, there was a day that Rav Nachman didn't make it to minyan. He didn't make it to the minyan and shul. So Rabbi Yitzchak later in the day says, Rav Nachman, why didn't you make it to shul today? We missed you. Usually you come, every day you come, and we missed you this morning. You didn't come to shul. So Rav Nachman responds back, Lo yachilna, I couldn't come. Which means that he wasn't feeling well enough to come. He was feeling weak, Rashi explains. He just couldn't make it because he wasn't feeling up to it. It wasn't that he was sick, but he just didn't have the energy at all to come to shul. So we see from this so far that level number one, the ideal, the highest maila is davening in shul with a minyan. So here Rav Nachman was unable to do that. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, but the other next best thing for you to do was you should have gathered 10 people together, 9 plus you, as a minyan in your home. It doesn't have to be in the shul, ideally in the shul, but if not in the shul, do it at your home, do it at your workplace. So Rav Nachman responded back, Trichali Milsa. The Meforshim, the Poskim explained this can mean one of two things. Either it was too difficult for Rav Nachman to find another 9 people for a minyan, or it'd be too difficult for the 9 people to come to him. That's a big tircha, and they have their set places to daven and to schlep out to wherever he lived. So here we see the second maila. The second maila is if you can't make it to shul and daven with a minyan, at least daven with a minyan outside of the shul. But here again, Rav Nachman was unable to do that. So the next level down, Reb Yitzchak says to him as follows, but at a minimum, you should have asked the gabbai in the shul to come to you when we were starting to daven Shmona Esrei in the shul and to tell you when you should start your Shmona Esrei so you would be able to synchronize the timing of your Shmona Esrei with when the shul started the Shmona Esrei. So now Rav Nachman said, what would that help me at all to start at the same time? I'm not with a minyan, I'm davening by myself, yachidus, so starting at the same time, where are you getting that from? So in fact, the Gemara says that there is a source for that based on the pasuk, Vani sefila sila chashem eis ratzon. My tefila, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is at an eis ratzon, is at a propitious time. So the Gemara says, what does that mean, a propitious time? What does it mean, an eis ratzon? So the Gemara answers, b'sha'a shatzibur mispalalin, that if somebody can't make it and daven with a minyan, so at a minimum, they should synchronize the time that they daven to be at the same time as the tzibur, at the same time as the minyan that they daven with. So that is the third level down. And in fact, the Orach HaShulchan codifies these levels. As we'll see shortly, there's actually a fourth level, maybe even a fifth level. But the three levels we've seen so far say it's the Orach HaShulchan, that the ideal time to daven, the highest level of HaMitzvah Yoser Gadol, is to daven in shul with the minyan. So in shul with the minyan, that's the tops, that's the best. But level number two, and this is very common in the workplace, for example, if you can't make it to shul, if you're able to get together a minyan, he says if it's not too difficult, if it's easy to gather together a minyan, for example, in your house, it's not too big a tircha, then you should do that because you're davening with a minyan. It's not as good as davening in a shul, but you still got a minyan. That's a tremendous thing. That is level number two. Level number three is if you can't get a minyan together, yahadir lispalel bos osa esh chatzibor mispalel, you should try, make an attempt to daven and synchronize your Shmona Esrei at the same time that the tzibur davens, because there you're kind of davening tefillah ima tzibur, mispalel ima tzibur. You're davening at the same time as the tzibur, and you're able to attach your tefillah to the tefillah of the tzibur. So that is level number 3. So what's level number 4 then? So the Gemara in Brachos Vav Amud Aleph says, Ein tefillah shel adam nishmas ela bebeis haknesses, that our tefillah is only heard in the beis haknesses. It means that's the place, best place that our tefillah will be heard. The Gemara brings a pasuk that says, Lishmoa el arina vela tefillah, to listen to the rina, to the singing, to the praises of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to listen to the tefillah. And the drush is, B'makam rina, in the place that we say the tishbachos, the shiros for tishbachos, the praises to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is the place, sham tehei tefillah, that is where we should daven. So this is in fact level number 4, is even if you're not going to daven with a minion in the shul, that you couldn't make, and this is what the Orach HaShulchan says, but there's still a mitzvah to daven in a shul rather than one's home, because the shul is on a higher level of kedusha than one's home or one's office. So the shul is the ideal place to daven, even if you don't have a minion. So the 4 levels are like this so far. Level number 1, davening in a shul with a minion. Level number 2 is outside of the shul with a minion. Number 3 is, if you can't make either level 1 or level number 2, you should daven at the same time as the tzibur daven, synchronize your time. And level number 4 is, if you couldn't do the other 3, you couldn't even synchronize the timing, but at least daven in the shul even after the minion has finished at that point. So nowadays, unfortunately, with the coronavirus, we can't be mekayim any of these 4. We cannot be mekayim shul, going to shul with a minion, even being in shul without a minion. We can't even synchronize with the minion because there are no minyanim that we can synchronize with. So we are left to davening in our homes. So what that means is we should have a makam kavua in our homes. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll talk about the halachas of makam kavua at a different point, but that would be an ideal thing to do because that does add some kedusha into the home. So that is having a designated place that we will learn, that we were davening. Here we're talking about davening. So daven in a makam kavua. And another important eitzah that one can do is to continue davening at the same time that he normally davens. And this has a couple of benefits. The benefit number 1 is you still feel that connection to davening betzibur, even if you're not able to daven betzibur. But for example, I daven all year round at 1:20 in the afternoon mincha. So now I know 1:20 is my time. That is where I typically daven betzibur. I'm going to continue that as if I'm davening betzibur. I have that feeling, that connection. It helps my kavana as well to daven. And then I have marav at 8 o'clock is when I do it. Used to daven at 7 o'clock, but now with the time change, there's no marav at 7 o'clock anymore. So 8 o'clock, there's another minyan that used to be near my home. So I daven at 8 o'clock. So that is the benefit number 1, is you have to feel that connection to a minyan. The other benefit is it's very difficult to forget to daven when you have set times. In other words, when we're going out to shul, it's easy to remember. But when you're doing it b'yachidus, unless you have a set time to daven, you're just going to plan on davening whenever you feel like it, then it's going to be easy to forget to daven. So if we set a time, we have a chashivus of saying, I have a set time to daven, it's going to be very difficult. And ideally, it's very difficult to forget. And ideally, we set an alarm. I do that. I actually have on my phone alarms. It's an old-fashioned Nokia. It's not a smartphone. So anyone who has a smartphone can certainly do this. But I have 5 alarms on my old-fashioned phone. And one is to wake up. And one is for shacharis, one is for mincha, one is for marav. That's the 4 out of the 5 are used for waking up, and the 3 minyanim to remind me to daven. So Yirtzeh Hashem, we will continue at a different point talking about makam kavua and various other issues. But there we have it in a nutshell, that we can't make it to shul a minyan, but let's continue davening as much as we can at the same time that we typically daven, because we feel that connection to the minyan still.